T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very good Wednesday morning to you. You have found the Cook and Pony Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and I surely am glad of that. I'm Ron Cook. My partner Andrew Filipponi has a couple days off. He will join me again on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. So the next 2 days I'll be talking sports with you. We got a great show planned for you today. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, will be along at 11 o'clock to talk about the latest developments there involving Todd Haley and other Steeler matters. Ed also on the Hall of Fame voting committee, the 15 modern-day finalists named yesterday, and that included Alan Faneca. So we'll talk to Ed about who the Faneca's chances are, and maybe Ray Lewis an automatic shoe-in, I would think. No Hines Ward among the 15 finalists. I think Ed will has sort of predicted that all along. At noon, as we always do on Wednesdays, we'll talk to Bob Grove about the Penguins. What a win last night. They needed that one, 5-1 against Philadelphia. They end the halfway point of the season with a 20-18-3 record. Not very good, but at least they stayed out of last place in the Metropolitan Division by winning last night. A nice game all the way around, although there were more injuries. Brian Dumoulin took a puck to the head on a shot. He left the game. Carter Rowney left with an undisclosed injury. Tristan Jarry left in the middle of the second period with what appeared to be like a wrist or hand injury, perhaps some sort of cut. I guess if there was any good news about that, Matt Murray came in and had 11 saves on 11 shots that he faced in the final in the second half of that game. Murray certainly needed that. He had given up 8 goals in his previous 2 starts, to the point that he was really benched yesterday by last night by Mike Sullivan. He's healthy, and yet Sullivan went with Jarry. I think they needed a good game from Murray last night, and he delivered. The fourth line, Ryan Reeves and Kunako actually had goals. The penalty kill was perfect, 4-for-4. The power play was perfect, 2-for-2. Kessel got a power play goal after a beautiful pass from Crosby. Jamie Oleksiak even had a goal last night. It was a great win all the way around for the Penguins, and they certainly needed it. Back home tomorrow night against Carolina. And that's at noon. We'll check in with Bob Grove and talk some hockey. And then at 1 o'clock, as we always do on Wednesdays, we'll check in with KDK TV2's Bob Pompeiani, his thoughts on all of the topics that we'll be discussing today as the Steelers get back to work today. It's a bye week for them as they wait to see who they play in the playoff game. The first game, January 14th, that's locked in. 1 o'clock at Heinz Field. They'll play either Jacksonville, Tennessee, or Kansas City. Most likely Jacksonville. If Jacksonville beats Buffalo Sunday, which I think everybody expects will happen, especially with Buffalo's LeSean McCoy having a bad ankle at this point, the Steelers would get Jacksonville. If somehow Buffalo wins, Buffalo would then go to New England and the Steelers would play the winner of Tennessee-Kansas City. But I fully expect Jacksonville to be coming here and the Tennessee-Kansas City winner, most likely Kansas City because they're at home, going to New England. And then that would the two winners would meet January 21st in the AFC Championship game. It's already set for, I believe, 3 o'clock. It will be in Foxborough if it's between the Steelers and New England. New England would have to lose for the Steelers to get that game here. But we have Ben Roethlisberger on every Tuesday, and I guess I made the mistake of speaking prematurely with him last week. I said, hey, Ben, we're not used to this. There's no controversy. And wouldn't you know it, a few minutes later, it seemed like James Harrison signed with New England, and that became a very controversial story. Several of the Steeler teammates ripped Harrison on his way out, mostly Marquise Pouncey, Bud Dupree. Ben said, I always stand by my story. I thought he's a great teammate, a great friend. I'll always be thrilled to say that I played with him. He said, but I wasn't in the defensive meeting rooms, and That's what Dupree was ripping Harrison, not paying attention, even falling asleep. Didn't stop Marquise Pouncey from ripping Harrison on his way out, but it did stop Ben. But in any case, so I speak prematurely last week. We had Ben on yesterday, and wouldn't you know it, a few hours after the show, the Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley makes the news. First report came from Ed Bouchette that Haley was injured in some sort of fall on Sunday night after the Steelers win against Cleveland. Then more and more reports came out that there was some sort of incident inside of a North Shore bar where it was involving Haley's wife. And the story goes, according to the reports, that they were asked to leave, escorted out of the place. And then more reports say Haley was involved in some sort of scuffle outside of that where he fell and had some sort of hip injury. He was not at the Steelers facility yesterday, but I'm told he's been seen there this morning. I don't know where this is going to go. It's just another distraction that certainly Mike Tomlin doesn't need. It's not a real good look when your offensive coordinator gets asked to leave a bar on New Year's Eve. It just isn't. And I have no idea what happened. I don't know if either one of the Haleys is to blame. I don't know. But I do know that they were to blame for being there, in my opinion. And I know this is America. It's a free country. They're adults. I believe Haley's 50 years old. He's allowed to go out and celebrate New Year's Eve if he wants. But my point is, be careful where you go. Be careful what happens when you go somewhere. I personally would not go if I'm in his position, if I have as much to lose as he does. But, you know, even if there is trouble, you walk away. You don't escalate it. You take the week. If you have to, you walk away, turn the other cheek, and walk away to avoid being all over the news as Todd Haley is today. I'm sure Mike Tomlin is thrilled by this. Brings back memories of last year after the Miami playoff win. Joey Porter gets involved in an incident on the south side. Actually, some charges brought against him. He was temporarily suspended by Mike Tomlin, yet came back for the first playoff game. After that, the one in Kansas City when the Steelers went there and won. But again, a real bad look for a guy in a position of leadership when he has so much to lose to get involved in stuff like that. For a night out in the town, you get in the papers. Are you kidding me? All over the radio and television. Makes no sense to me. I don't think this is going to be any kind of major hurdle that the Steelers can't overcome. Heaven knows they've overcame all kind of incidents this season, all kind of distractions. You know, the worst, of course, the Ryan Shazier injury, but there have been so many others. The Martavis Bryant stuff, the Marcus Gilbert suspension, the Antonio Brown tantrum, Ben ripping Brown for being a distraction. I mean, I'm probably forgetting stuff. Le'Veon Bell questioning the play calling. Le'Veon Bell holding out. Not holding out, but not reporting to training camp. I mean, it's been one thing after another almost every week. The national anthem fiasco in Chicago way back in September. And the team has overcome all of it to go 13-3 to put itself in position, I think, to take a real strong run at the Super Bowl. They're number two seed. They will probably have to beat Jacksonville at home on the 14th, and then probably will have to go to Foxborough to beat the Patriots. I don't think that's out of the question. Now, please tell me Antonio Brown will be healthy. But if he is, I like the Steelers' chances. I think they played head-to-head with New England here. They lost the game. Antonio dropped a touchdown pass. Sean Davis dropped an interception. Ben throws a horrible interception in the end zone. Haley and the offense aren't prepared at the end of the game. So they had chances to still win. Yet other people will tell you they really did win on the Jesse James play that was overruled. I don't look for this to be a punishing distraction, but it's certainly one Mike Tomlin doesn't need, certainly one the team doesn't need, and certainly one Todd Haley doesn't need. I like Todd a lot. I like him personally. I like him as a coordinator. I think he's done a great job here. The offense in the second half of the season has really picked up. Ben has played better. Le'Veon has played better. The line has played better. There's reports, you know, the innuendo and the things out there that Ben and Haley don't really get along. Well, that's fine. I don't care if they love each other. I judge them by what is happening on the field with the offense, and I think the offense has been pretty good the second half of the season, and I feel really good about it going into the playoffs as long as I know Antonio Brown is healthy. But they don't need this. You know, why is Todd Haley out on New Year's Eve at a place at a North Shore bar, really, when he has so much to lose. I'd be eager to hear what you have to say about this. Are you tired of these distractions? 412-928-9370. Do you find them entertaining? And it's challenging for the Steelers, but they managed to overcome all of it. I remember talking to Ramon Foster about it. He said, this group is so mature, nothing bothers us. We don't pay attention to any of them. We just move on and do our thing. Is that how you look at it too? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. We are just getting started. I want to hear what you have to say about the never-ending soap opera at Steelers headquarters. Are you afraid one of these things is finally going to break them? I'm not in this case. I just wish it hadn't happened. 412-928-9370. Thank you for finding us. I'm Ron Cook. It's the Cook and Pony Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.